Today is the second Sunday after Christmas Day. We are still amidst the Christmas season on the liturgical calendar, day 9 of the 12 days of Christmas, 3 days away from the feast of the Epiphany. Our Old Testament lesson from today, as well as our gospel lesson and the lesson of the wise men traveling to see Jesus, which we remember on the feast of the Epiphany, remind me of the amount of journeying that was required of people in days of and before Jesus, and of how difficult those journeys would have been. The Bible is full of journey stories, and many of them have been recounted over the last couple of weeks. The Christmas story begins with the journey of Mary and Joseph traveling from the town of Nazareth to the city of David called Bethlehem in order for Joseph to be registered in his hometown. And of course, we know what happens in the stable next to the inn on that journey. And the verses in Matthew 2 that come just before the verses we heard today are about the journey of the three wise men traveling in order to find Jesus. Faithfully, without regard for their own safety, they followed a star and went out in search of the King. And our gospel reading starts in the same way as the last one ends, with the providential care of God. Matthew tells us that after the wise men had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," the angel said. "Take the child and his mother and go escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child and kill him." So Joseph got up and took Mary and Joseph and Jesus during the night and left for Egypt. The distance from Bethlehem to Egypt is about 200 miles, the same as from Lynchburg to Washington, D.C. But for Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus, this was no quick 3-hour car trip like it is for us today. We are not sure how they traveled, whether on foot or by donkey, but the trip probably took them at least 10 days to complete. We don't know if they traveled alone or with a caravan. However, they went. They faced the danger of robbers, the heat of the desert day, the cold of the desert night, sandstorms, a lack of water, snakes and other creatures, and the fear and threat of Herod searching for them. I think one of the reasons there are so many stories of journeys in the Bible is because they reflect our own life journeys. Sometimes smooth, sometimes a bit bumpy, and sometimes nearly impossible. As I said earlier, in 3 days on January 6th, the church celebrates the Feast of the Epiphany. On that day, we leave the season of Christmas and we enter the season of Epiphany. The word Epiphany means appearance or manifestation, and Epiphany marks the first appearance of Jesus to the Gentiles because the three wise men from the East were not of Jewish descent. Epiphany means to behold the world or one's life in a new way, with new eyes. It is when something becomes clear to us in a way we had never seen or noticed before. Epiphanies are identifying moments. New light can be shed on an old problem. Another aspect we celebrate during Epiphany is light, the shining star, the light leading the wise men to the Christ child. What a beautiful image that is. A light leading to the new light. A light leading to the light of the world. All of this encourages us today to reflect on our own epiphanies, our own life journeys, our own lights shining, and to think about what gifts we too can bring to the manger of Christ in order to bring the light of Christ to others. How will we let others see the light of Christ in ourselves? There are ways for everyone to make a difference. Sometimes it seems overwhelming. But to quote Mother Teresa, if you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. I witnessed you all make a huge difference over the last Advent and Christmas season. By all of the food brought for the reverse Advent calendar, the donations given, the warm clothes for school children at R.S. Payne, and the generous gifts donated for the boys at the boys' home, among many other generous acts of kindness. These are perfect examples of how to be the light of Christ. And they reflect another saying that I love to quote, that reflects that one small act of kindness does make a difference. Quote, you may be just one person in the world, but to one person at one time, you are the world. The kindness you all show, each and every act of kindness, little or large, makes a difference. This is something we all know, but also something that is worth restating, reflecting on, and remembering as we enter the Epiphany season. As we journey from the Christmas season into the Epiphany season, may we also remember that Christmas is not actually just a season. It is a way of life. Christmas isn't really over when we reach Epiphany. It is only newly launched again and again. The hope and knowledge that Christ is among us, that God became one of us, is an everlasting promise that is made new in our own epiphanies over and over again. It is a reminder that our lives matter to God and to others. God, who we know is with us because of God's decision to come to us in human flesh that day in a manger so many years ago, is a gift that is never ending and one to celebrate not only at Christmas, but every day of our lives. This is all reflected in a beautiful poem by Howard Thurman called The Work of Christmas. I think the words are fitting as we say goodbye to the year 2020 and as we enter anew into 2021. Thurman writes, when the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. Those words of Thurman are words for us to live by, for living the Christmas life is a promise too good to contain to only 12 days. May we go forth on our journeys of life, humbly, reverently, gratefully, letting the light of Christ shine through us, presenting our God-given gifts to all those we encounter along the way, one step at a time. Amen.